worldwide. Taking over your radio frequency. It's Ms. J in the morning show.
Hit me!
Ms. J, Ms. J, Ms. J in the morning.
Hey guys, it's Throwback Thursday right here on Pumps Radio. Check out this episode of Ms. J in the Morning from way back. Keep it locked right here. Make sure to download your favorite podcast app. Follow the station, Pumps Radio, and always listen to Ms. J in the Morning.
Hey, what's up? Yo, this is 50 Cent.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
What's going on? It's your boy Drizzy Drake, and you are now rocking with my homie,
Blog Talk Radio.
Live, worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock.
Take it over, radio frequency. Ms. J in the Morning.
Let me see you go back. Let me see you come quick. Now let me see you go back. Let me see you come quick. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come quick. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come quick. Yeah.
It's Friday and I'm ready to swing. Pick up my girls and hit the party train. Mellow, get you in the mood, 'cause you know it's alright.
for it. It's Aaliyah, the late Aaliyah, right here on Miss J in the morning. It's Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Welcome to Miss J in the morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm your host, Miss J, and another day to start it off in the right way. ODL Positivity right here on Miss J in the morning, live around the world on blogtalkradio.com. I'm so excited to get with you guys once again to do some amazing things. Now, make sure you log on to blogtalkradio.com/Miss J in the morning. That's M-I-Z. J in the morning to listen to shows that you missed. Don't worry, it's free to download as an MP3. I'm excited about all of you who are calling in. We have the Ms. J area code check-in coming up later in the show. But right now, we're going to get into some music, get you woke, get you up, get you going, get you moving, get your mind back focused on what you need to do for today. Do you not know how amazing you are to make it this far? All the stuff that you have already gotten done. And if you haven't did it, it's time. It's time to get her done. Get it done. Today we're going to talk about getting things done. Don't get caught up in the planning process. Don't get caught up in the sharing process. Don't get caught up in the excitement. Get caught up in the action. Actually doing it. Getting it done. So many times. We get caught up in such amazing ideas, amazing projects, amazing things that we spend so much time organizing that we actually lose time actually implementing. There are people that are waiting for you. There are states, there are cities, there are communities, there are people sitting here waiting for the greatness that you have inside of you. And although you know it, you're sitting there still having it on paper, showing people, trying to wait for the perfect situation, begging for resources. And what you need to do is find more creative ways to get it done. So we're going to talk about that today. Of course, we have the Ms. J Challenge coming up. Those of you who don't know what that is, it's your opportunity to participate in changing your life today. Let's get back into some music. Starting it off with Aaliyah, Back and Forth. We're going to go back and forth with some good music. I think it's Friday. I think it's a good day just to chill. We can have a good time. Maybe talk about some things that's going on in the news, what's going on with you guys. Thank you so much, those of you who are hitting me up on social media. If you have not followed me yet or we're not friends, make sure you find me at Ms. J Online, M-I-Z-J Online for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's also my website, MsJOnline.com. So if you don't know how to get to me, you can go there and follow the links. I want to link up with all of you, so make sure we do it. But let's get back into some music. Let's get some rhythm going because we are a part of the Rhythm Nation. Yes, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, right here on Miss J in the Morning.
We are a nation with no geographic boundaries, bound together through our beliefs. We are like-minded individuals sharing a common vision, pushing toward a world rid of color lines.
Together to improve our way of life. Your voice has set us free. Hey, what's up? It's your boy Rod Ush out of Atlanta, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Time.
time, Michael Jackson, the late Michael Jackson, right here on Miss J in the Morning. Right before that, his little sister, Janet Jackson, with Rhythm Nation. We are the part of the... I love that song. That song brings back so many great memories of my childhood. Dating myself, though. Oh, it's wonderful. It's Friday. Good morning. It's Miss J in the Morning. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. I want to talk about getting it done. Yes, it's Friday. We've worked all week. We've still toiled. Some of us are still going to work over the weekend, but Friday seems to be a good, fun day. But we still need to get it done. What are you doing to get it done? Right before the music break, we talked about not getting stuck in the planning process, the organizing process, the sharing process, or the excitement of it all. Getting stuck in the action is actually getting it done. It will help you. It would encourage you. It will motivate you. Those of you who know you have some wonderful ideas, some great things that are going on in life, you are doing some amazing things, you might be frustrated because you're not actually doing it. Going out campaigning, there is a process that needs to be done in order to market some things, but you still have to get some things done. Now, over the years, Ms. J has experienced a lot of things, and for over a decade, let's just say that, I did artist development in the entertainment industry, getting artists prepared for their debut, you know, their album, their projects, whatever they wanted to do. And so it was my job to make sure that the business side was taken care of and that the artist was taken care of. Little things as far as social media, business cards, promotional materials, all the way up to the way they dress, finding the stylist, getting them together to make sure that they had the director for the music video, studio time, et cetera. Vast variety of so many things goes into that. And it always amazed me, no matter who the artist was, no matter who the client was that I was working with, no matter how experienced they were, it always seems that once we get things moving and they look at the ideas, they look at the plan that we have laid out, they get excited about it. They want to have a meeting and talk about it and negotiate and go back and forth about what looks better, what doesn't look better. And next thing you know, about 2 months has passed before we actually got something done on the list. Little things like promotional materials, your business card, setting up your Facebook page, your website. Those things literally can take only a few short minutes, even a few short hours to get done. You want to make sure that you're knocking stuff off of your to-do list. People laugh at me all the time because I get excited. If I have a to-do list, if I have an agenda, if I have a plan, I get excited when I get to scratch things off and say, that's already done, that's already done, that's already done, because it allows more room for me to get more stuff done or just to relax. Some people have heard the slogan, I say it all the time, if you work hard, you're able to play hard. And so I want to make sure that I'm getting focused, grinding, going after it, full steam ahead to get it done. And I want to encourage everyone out there, let's get it done. I get a lot of people sending me emails, direct messages. Some have the phone number to call my office, and they're leaving messages and want to talk to me about some great ideas that they have. And it's okay to have a meeting, a board meeting. You want to get your thoughts and everything organized and get it done. But after that, you have to make sure that you actually have a plan of action. Not just a plan, but a plan of action. Making sure that you're moving forward to get things done. Now, it doesn't guarantee that what your plan is will actually work, but once you try it this way and you see, well, maybe that didn't work. Maybe I'll try it this way. That didn't work all the way. Let me try it this way. But if you never get it done, you never know actually which way and what will work. Which way and what would work. Yes. You have to make sure that you're actually doing something. And I can't stress that enough. You want to promote some things, rallying up a team, a street team, people who you can trust to support your business the proper way, making sure that you're getting administrative support, making sure that you're having ambassadors, making sure that you're getting stuff done and done properly, operated in excellence. It doesn't mean that it's going to be perfect. No one's perfect. I tell people all the time, I don't strive for perfection because I'll never reach it. But making sure that I'm operating in my excellence, operating to the 100th degree that I can, myself personally, and things that I can't do, I have other people around me who can do it for me. Making sure that everything that I have planned, everything that I have set on my agenda can and will get done. We want you to get it done. What good is having a great idea? What good is having a cure to a disease? What good is it to have an organization? All this planned and nothing ever happens. Time is not guaranteed. So you don't want to waste any more time planning any more stuff. Some people have a ton of ideas, a ton of great inventions, a ton of business plans to do and actually need to get it done. Some people say, well, Ms. J, it takes money. It takes resources. It takes creativity. That's what it takes. There's a lot of things that I've gotten done that I had $0 to start with, but I got creative and I rallied up my resources, got people that I connected with and built relationship with before, and a lot of stuff got done with no budget, no finances at all, and actually made money. So then the next idea that I wanted to implement actually had a budget to begin with. I'm going to talk a little bit more about it, but I want to get into some music. It's Friday. We're going to talk about some serious stuff, but of course, we're going to have a good time. So let's keep it stepping in the name of love. Here's R. Kelly right here on Miss J in the Morning.
Yeah, it's the Pied Piper of R&B, y'all.
Whoa.
Follow me.
Yeah.
Chicago and them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don Juan and them.
Yeah.
This is for y'all.
That I know that it's somebody's birthday tonight somewhere. And I know somebody's gonna celebrate tonight somewhere. I know
one thing for sure.
I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes.
And I'm gonna hit the door.
And go out and step the whole.
I wanna be the first one to hit the floor.
on, y'all. Yeah. Regina and George Daniel. I love you, baby. Carrie Love. I see you. DJ Wayne Williams. Spinning the record. Make sure you spin this one, baby. Alright. And last but not least, let's not forget the most talented man in the world on the guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnny Live. Play on, player.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Thank you.
Lovely little Step, Bobby Brown, right here on Miss J in the Morning. Right before that, R. Kelly, Step in the Name of Love, making sure we step side to side and do the necessary steps to get it done. Good morning to everyone who is just tuning in. It's Miss J in the Morning. I'm your host today, Miss J, and we are talking about making sure you get that plan into action. Stop wasting time getting caught up in the excitement of the planning, and let's actually get it done. Some of you need a little bit more motivation. Some of you need to be pushed a little bit further. But how are you going to keep yourself going when there's nobody there to push you? You have to affirm yourself. How do you affirm yourself? You start your day off with something positive, keeping you focused, something that's going to keep you in check that you can repeat to yourself over and over again to keep you moving forward. The number one thing that you can start doing in the mornings is the Miss J Challenge. Now, those of you who are new to the show, it's just a simple quote. Don't worry about it. It's nothing hard. So I'll recite it for you, and then I want everybody to repeat after me. So the Miss J Challenge is a quote that states, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. That's it. That's the Miss J Challenge. And it's funny when people first hear it, they're like, what, that makes no sense whatsoever. But after a while, they start doing it. They start reciting it to themselves. And then I start getting tweets, direct messages, instant messages, emails, and saying, you know what, I've been doing the Miss J Challenge, and it's actually working for me. So I want everyone to repeat after me. Just take a chance on it. What do you have to lose? Come on. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's just that simple. 21 consecutive days, a minimum of 21 days, no breaks, no stops, to develop a new habit. So I want to encourage you to develop greater habits, habits of greater thoughts, greater speech, and greater action. That's going to help you live a greater life. Now, the last part of that is action, and today we're talking about getting it done. So make sure that you can affirm yourself. You can look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, I am worth it. I have the resources I need. And if I don't have the resources, I have the knowledge, the gifts, and the connections, the relationships to achieve and receive the resources that I need to get this thing done. I am going to get it done, and I'm going to start today. If you need help, feel free to ask Ms. J. I don't mind. Send me an email. Hook up. If I can't find it, I'm not near you, I can help you look as well. Sometimes four eyes are better than two. Let's get it done in all seriousness. We want to make sure that we're not getting caught up in the planning process. We're not getting caught up in the excitement of the idea. We want to get caught up in the action. There are people waiting for your community project. There are people waiting for your business. There are people waiting for your blog. There are people waiting to be inspired and excited by your photos. There are people waiting for your production, waiting for your music, waiting for your art. There are people waiting for you. So let's get it done. Make sure that you celebrate yourself. Celebrate the small steps just as much as you would celebrate what you would consider a big step. Let's just celebrate that it's actually get it done. And because it's Friday, although I have an inspirational message and want to push you and pull you and force you and inspire you and motivate you and encourage you, I still want to have a good time. Love you guys. And it feels so good. So, yep, let's get right back into some music. We'll be right back after this.
Dance. Let me see you move. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Dance. Let me see you move.
I like you, oh, 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 What it do? This is Matt, reppin' Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
Back when I had a little, I thought that I needed a lot. A little was overrated, but a lot was a little too complicated. See, zero didn't satisfy me. A million didn't make me happy. That's when I learned the lesson that it's all about your perception. Hey, are you a papa or a superstar? So you act, so you feel, so you are. It ain't about the size of your car. It's about the size of a space in your heart. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. Of Brazil, I met a young brother that made me feel that I could accomplish anything. You see, just like me, he wanted to think he had no windows and no doors. He lived a simple life and was extremely poor. On top of all of that, he had no eyesight, but that didn't keep him from seeing the light. He said, us alike in the USA, and all I did was complain. Living here is paradise. He taught me paradise is in your mind. You know that there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. Turn on the TV.
There's hope.
Somebody's acting crazy.
There's hope.
Let it, it'll drive you crazy.
There's hope.
I'm taking back my power today.
There's hope.
Gas prices, they just keep on rising.
There's hope.
The government, they keep on lying. We gotta keep on surviving. Keep living our truth and do the best we can do. Cause there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that.
Doesn't cost a thing to smile, and you don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that, and I thank God for it each and every day. Make sure you start your day off with something funny. If you're going to watch anything on social media, why not watch something that's positive, that's going to get you up, get you going, and get you motivated? And if you don't know what to watch or what to listen to, just log on to blogtalkradio.com and find Ms. J in the Morning, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, also streaming on bftmradio.com. Shouts out to my BFTM Radio Network family, 103.3 out there on the East Coast. Coast, in America. Thank you, everyone around the world who continues to support me. I'm excited when countries check in, when I get to check the stats and see how many countries that we are affecting, how many countries that we are connecting with, how many countries are inspired and continuing to listen to Ms. J in the Morning. And we're streaming in 11 different countries, and I'm excited about that. Not just because I want to be popular or fame or so, whatever. No, it has nothing to do with it. What it has to do is that I'm connecting with other people who are just as great. And when you get all this power together, when you get everyone vibing at the same time, when you get everyone moving to the, I guess you can say, the same beat of the drum, you can truly impact the world. And why not impact the world with something positive? You may say, I'm just one person, and you're absolutely right. But if you connect with another one person who connects with another one person, you can cause a chain reaction of greatness that will blow your mind. You don't know who's watching you, who's actually talking about you, who's in a positive way, who's actually wanting to mimic what you do. And so you're affecting people that you don't even know about, that you may never even hear of. There have been plenty of times that I've gone to speak in a city or gone to speak at a venue, and people come to me and say, oh, I read your book, or I heard about this. And I'm like, how did you even hear about this? I don't even know you. I've never even been here before. It's my first time, and you already know, and I think it's amazing. So thank you for everybody around the world who continues to support me. So why not get right into the Ms. J area code check-in? Now, those of you who called in, I went ahead and wrote down your area code, so I'm going to try to get it together. I always mess up. I'm trying to get it together, you guys. It's just so many area codes. Those of you who are sending me messages about your area codes, I'm mixing it up. So, and I just really just jot it down each and every day. So I got to read my handwriting as well. And some of you guys, I write down like 2 and 3 times because get so many people calling from the same area code. It confuses me. But enough of the excuses. Let's get it done, Ms. J. Area code check-in coming up right now, right now, right now. Shouts out to area code 209-916-404-213-943-770-843-814-860-914-817-980-242-407-673-718-865-901-943. See, I think I said you already. 773-310-514-320-469-9586-682-409-407. That I get everybody. 818, don't want to miss you. Make sure you tune in each and every day. I'm so thankful for you. If you ever have a problem with listening, if we're having a problem when the reruns are playing, the Ms. J replays, those are days that we are not recording live, but we are actually playing a show that you guys said that you love. And you have any problems with it, let me know so I can get with tech and we can get this thing together. But we're at the end of the show, you guys. Yeah, doesn't time fly when you have so much fun? But before we leave, I want to make sure that on this Friday, as you're celebrating the day, entering into the weekend, making sure that you're getting things done, spring is in the air, the weather is changing, but what needs to remain the same is your tenacity, your ability to keep going no matter what, making sure that you're getting things done. Today, we had a great time playing some great music, shaking the whole week off, but making sure you keep your mind focused, following one course until successful, focused on the plan of action, actually getting it done. You've planned, planned, planned. You have great ideas. We already know that. You are amazing. You are blessed. You are awesome. So now let's actually see it manifested in your life. If you don't know how to do it, make sure you link up with someone who does. What wonderful way, what wise way to prove your worth to yourself by actually doing something you said you were going to do. Isn't that great? It's just like New Year's resolutions. It wasn't that long ago that we were sitting here declaring things for 2016, and we're going to do some new things in the new year, and half of it, maybe none of it, has actually gotten done. But what a wonderful feeling when you actually get things done. What a wonderful feeling when you see things that you've thought about, when you see things that you've dreamed about actually right in front of you. If you have a community project, something that you want to implement in your local church, in your local school, in your neighborhood, on your street, and you actually see it being done or see it hung up, if it's a portrait, whatever it is, when you actually see it, it's the greatest feeling in the world. Trust me. People always ask, Miss J, well, how do you get all of this done? How do you do it? Because once I see something done, I say, oh, I got a great idea. It could be something just as small to say, you know what? I want to start a community garden. You know, my neighborhood is really small. We have a patch of land over there. I want to just go get some soil and go ahead and get some flowers and maybe some vegetables. And then I talk to my neighbor about it. My neighbor says, hey, you know what? That's a great idea. And I say, well, do you know anything about gardening? I don't. And my neighbor says, well, I don't either, but I do know someone who does. Let me call them up and actually see if they're interested in helping me out. And so they call a person. The person say, oh, sure, no problem. What day? And you say, I don't know, maybe in 2 weeks. Great, perfect, let's get it done. So in the 2 weeks, you scramble your neighbors up. You're running door to door and say, hey, in 2 weeks, we got this person coming that's going to help us put this garden in that patch of land that we don't like. Do you guys want to come out and help? Bring the kids. Everybody's like, yes. Well, what do you want to plant? I want to plant some flowers, some tomatoes, whatever you're going to do. And next thing you know, it's actually done. And it's fun. The process may have taken some strain. You might have been outside of your comfort zone talking to people you really don't know. But each and every time you drive by that garden, you think about the moment you had that idea. And it just feels awesome to say, you know what? I had that idea. Now it's actually done. And other people will say, you know what? My neighbor had this idea. Look what we did together. And next thing you know, you say, you know what? Maybe we should do a garden at the school. And you start the exact same process with talking to the principal, asking, getting resources together. You say, call the same guy who helped you with yours and say, hey, I'm doing it again. Would you mind helping me? And that guy says, oh, well, I'm busy, but I know somebody who might be able to help you. And next thing you know, you started a whole slew of gardens all over your neighborhood. Now, I'm just using that as an excuse for conversation's sake, but the idea is to make sure that you get your mind wrapped around what you can do, regardless of the resources and the knowledge that you have. You may not know anything about it. You may not have anything right now, but that doesn't mean you can't impact your neighborhood or people around you in a positive way. You have to make sure that you're just doing what's necessary to get it done. There's a few people that are looking to write some books, and they want some direction and say, how do I do it? Well, first start writing. People are doing research on publishing and marketing books and how much it costs to print the books, and you're doing all this, and you haven't even written a word down. Start writing. Well, how do I write the book? Start from the beginning and go to the end. Tell your story. Get it done. Then you can worry about all that. Next thing you know, you're talking to one of your coworkers and say, hey, you know what? I'm writing a book, and I don't know exactly where it's going, but I'm excited about it. And the coworker says, you know what? I have a friend who wrote a book. Yeah, it's doing really well. She has it all over the world. It's called 30 Days to a Greater Me. Wink, wink. And she's doing wonderful. You know what? Maybe you should talk to her. She might give you some advice. Next thing you know, you talk to that person, and that person says, oh, that's amazing. This is all you have to do, and it is done. The moral of the story is you have to make sure that you keep yourself motivated, have to make sure that you're being more creative, in a sense, to understand that what you think you may need in order to get it done may not be that way. You probably just have to reach out, open your mouth, and meet a new friend. But we want to make sure that we're getting it done. I want to make sure that you're celebrating your life, making sure that you don't take the time that you have on this earth for granted and sitting back and never saying that you're lazy, but actually having the perception of being lazy. Having great ideas and not getting it done, you might as well just sit there and do nothing, right? Wrong. We're going to get it done. It's Miss J in the morning. I'm excited for all of you and everything that you're doing. I'm excited for the life that you live, and I'm grateful that I'm connected to you. I'm grateful that we are connected to the world. So make sure you hit me up on social media, MissJOnline.com, at MissJOnline. This Saturday in Stockton, California, at the Dr. Maya Angelou Library, I am hosting the Color Me Creative event. It's a celebration of African-American art. It's Black History Month, so you want to get some good singing, dancing, some visual arts. We'll all be out there. It's free, open to the public. It's a family event, so make sure you get out there Saturday at 1 p.m. Now, if you forget about it, don't know about it, just follow me on Miss J in the morning, and it's amazing. It's wonderful. We can get it done. But everything that you do, everything that you are is valuable, just like gold. So let's live our life like it's golden. It's Miss Jill Scott leaving you this morning, and I'll talk to you in the morning. Love you.